Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out of bed, got your feet on the floor, and planning to create a little grill envy in your neighborhood because barbecue season is upon us. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What are we doing, man?
We're doing a little Coldplay right now. Adventures of a Lifetime. On the live line, there's another adventure of a lifetime. His name is Paul, and he lives on the East Coast, known as Big Paulie.
Hey, Jop. Hey, Bob. What's going on, guys?
Well, we wanted your input on safe gun ownership.
Safe gun ownership is the only ownership that should be allowed. Let's be honest. Isn't that what the law already says?
It is, but, you know, there are knuckleheads and there are violators.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'll give you an opinion, you know, from my years of being a lawyer. Whenever I go to buy a gun, I got to fill out two forms, federal and state. And all of them make me sign off to all these questions about my mental health, character, fitness, criminal record. And if you give an inaccurate or a misleading or erroneous response to any one of those questions, it's a felony. So, you know, it's already a law that you have to have some level of, I guess, competency to have a weapon. But more importantly, I think, you know, good gun safety is instilled in us. I know it was instilled in me by my dad when he taught me how to shoot when I was a little boy. And, you know, and I taught my children the same way. You know, the basic fundamentals. Assume a gun's always loaded. Never point at anything you are not going to shoot and be aware of your target and beyond. I mean, that was drilled into me many, many years ago. And even in the ROTC, you know, the things that they teach you, it's hard to equate ownership today and the things that are happening today with the responsible legal gun ownership and the rights protected under the Second Amendment for American citizens. And when they start to wrap up all these things that are happening, which are terrible, and then they want to take everybody's guns away, well, that's just silly, because we are taught how to handle guns responsibly. And by the way, Bob, you tell me, any of these morons, these idiots that go around doing this ridiculous, insane shooting, do you think any of them, you know, were trained the right way? Do you think any of them had the guns legally and were instructed?
There's a common thread with them. Most of them were missing what you and Jop and I all said. Our dads took us out. And most of these deranged little punks are kids that grew up without a dad. There's a common thread to a lot of these criminals and that's a shame. We also want to talk a little bit about turkey hunting. Do you have any turkeys roaming around your place?
No, you know what? Are you kidding me? I got so many turkeys running around my property. They come in my back door and they tell me when they're ready to eat because they're all over the place.
How do you?
So much game by me. Oh my god!
Do you ever cook wild turkey?
Oh yeah. Well, one of the first things I shot, and I shot it with a Crossman 177 air rifle, was a turkey. And it was a great shot, right in the head, through the eye, boom, knocked him right over. And
boom.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
So,
and we came home, and what a great turkey. We actually made turkey soup because we didn't know how to cook it. We were just a bunch of kids. We had this turkey. What are we going to do? So we plucked it. We prepared it. We wound up making this great turkey soup, and man, was it good. Oh, it was so powerful, the flavor.
Probably it was good just because you made it and you shot the turkey, right? I mean, that enhances
absolutely
the flavor.
And one of the best things about it, by using one pellet, I didn't have to go sifting through for any more pellets.
Right.
I had to break my teeth on it.
So right.
That was a blessing right there.
How about squirrel? You ever hunt squirrel?
Oh, man.
You know, I've killed a couple squirrel only because they're eating all my bird food. But, no, I ate squirrel, though. We had a beast feast where I live, and a couple of guys brought over squirrel, rabbit. You know, we had elk, bear that day. It was great. So I've eaten it, but it's not my favorite thing.
Yeah. Well, I know there are a lot of guys who...
You know, I like shooting Gallimard. You ever go hunting for Gallimard?
Yeah, it takes a boat and the ocean. But I have a bunch in my freezer if you come to Michigan.
There you go. There you go. That's good stuff. It's all good.
So back to the safe ownership. Do you lock your guns up?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And there you go. You see, responsibility, prudence, intelligence, basically, common sense, all these things with gun ownership have to apply. I not only have a special gun room in my house that's under lock and key, but within that room there are little safes and lockers, and they're all locked up, and the ammunition is locked up in a separate area. And, you know, that's something that, because I have three little children, I wanted to make sure that it would be very difficult for anybody, except for me, to get in there and get a weapon and arm it and, you know, use it. Because I collect guns, too, so I have, several hundred of them. And, you know, you have to make sure you have the right ammo for the right gun and the right gun for the right game, as you know. But, yeah, you keep it locked up. You got to keep it safe. And I find where I live, Chop, is a lot more people are building these gun rooms. They're like little safe rooms. And inside them, again, they put lockers and stuff and safes so that you have two layers of protection before somebody can get a hold of one of the weapons.
Yeah, I work with a buildings material supply company now called Standard Lumber and Supply and Standard Kitchens, and we're seeing a huge growth in people putting in safe rooms in their houses, and they're looking for vault doors. And a lot of them are when you're building a home, the front porch usually has a foundation all the way around it, right? And most of the time it's filled with sand. But you also can put a lid on top of that with concrete, with the expanding concrete, but the covers it, the expanse of the front porch, and then you put a vault door on there, and you've got a secure underground room that works as a vault that many people are keeping their guns in. We're seeing this being more and more popular.
Yeah, I just did that my house. But, there...
I'm watching people build them, yeah.
You've got to watch also on what kind of door you put on a room like that. There's all sorts of variations. You can go to Fort Knox and get a door, and it's going to cost you $6,000.
Yeah.
I have a friend that got an old bank vault door. I love it. I'm envious of it.
Great way to go.
But you got to be careful too, because you have to have you have to control the temperature and the environment in there,
right?
So you don't have problems with rust. But you know what also is a great thing? I just bought the other day another gun safe, a beautiful gun safe. It can hold 20 guns, and it was on sale for $500. I think it's rated for an hour, you know. But for $500, you can keep your gun safe. That's about the cost of a good shotgun.
Right.
And I think it's smart. And, you know, when people say they don't have the room, whatever, nonsense.
Right.
You can put this gun in your garage. You can put it anywhere. Actually, this one's actually beautiful. I'd like to put it out in my living room. My wife will let me.
Sounds like you went to Costco.
Yeah.
No, my local gun shop, Gary, got it for me. Walla Paw Pack Gunsmith. He's my buddy. He's been selling me guns for decades.
Yeah, he must love you.
I always keep it local. Always keep it local. You know that.
All right, Paul. Well, we just wanted to get your input on safe gun ownership, and I guess from an East Coast perspective, we've got your friends out in Atlantic City listening in right now at WOND, so you know those folks.
They're great. Let me tell you, I'm so happy. OND is one of my favorites, a great legacy station, one of the best stations in New Jersey, and a lot of good people listening right now, so my hat's off to them as always.
Great. All right. Thanks so much. Big Paulie from Pennsylvania. Take care, bud.
Take it easy, gentlemen.
Okay.
Another one of our board of directors, a guy that helps us a lot as we go through the show. If you've been a longtime listener, you've heard us speak with him many, many times. Another guy that's helped us out from time to time is a guy that's a real good friend of Bob's, a gentleman by the name of Babe Winkleman. This guy can hunt and fish anywhere and everywhere he wants, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his spring turkey hunt. Stick with us. We'll be back.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long